A tribute to 20 years leading the way. Three photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Dr. and Mrs. Maurer and Bridget and Kevin Worley, a 1991 CCB graduate, enjoy the Friday evening alumni reception at the Four Point Sheraton Hotel. Photo 2, the caption, pictured are some of the 20 who led the way. Back row, Dan Wenzel, Eric Woods, Ray McGeorge, Scott Labar, Alice George, and Tom Anderson. Middle row, Jim Barber, Kevin Worley, Priscilla Hudson, Jennifer Stevens, Mark Riccobono, Julie Hunter, and Christine Florey. Front row, Julie Hunter, Duncan Larson, Buna DeHall, and Diane McGeorge. Not pictured but honored are Mark Maurer, Bill Sacker, and Kimberly Johnson. Photo 3, the caption, one of the highlights of the evening was an ice sculpture donated by Adam Bueller, son of Duncan Larson, depicting the Rocky Mountains with the new CCB logo. From the editor, in the October Braille Monitor, we reported in depth on the programs of the Colorado Center for the Blind, CCB. On September 20th, the CCB family came together to celebrate 20 years of extraordinary dedication and service to members of the blind community. Here is a brief report of the party. On Saturday evening, September 20th, 2008, Federationists, friends, alumni, and colleagues came together for the Tribute to 20 Years celebration, honoring the accomplishments of the Colorado Center for the Blind, CCB. For the past 20 years, the center has been leading the way in life skills training, providing the opportunity for independence and success to more than 500 center graduates. As the sun set over the Rocky Mountains, the lilting sounds of a bagpipe band on the lawn outside the center drew more than 250 guests to the festivities. The evening's entertainment included music, magic, and origami performed by former and current students and staff. Seven restaurants and caterers provided delectable fare for the palate, while partygoers were kept busy checking on their bids at the giant silent auction. A highlight of the evening was the Tribute to 20, a special honor awarded to 20 people who have been integral in the center's two decades of growth. More than 100 alumni returned to the center to take part in the celebration, share memories, and renew old friendships. Tour guides showed guests around the center, and all were impressed with the new Randolph Shepherd Professional Training Kitchen, the Industrial Arts Wood Shop, the beautiful Braille Library, the Technology Center, and the new Senior Resource Center. As the evening came to a close, guests departed feeling a deep appreciation for the accomplishments of the center over the last 20 years and a sense of excitement for its future.